And so he came down to this realization. And now we come to the beginning of the story. Dreams are of two orders. Having had his imagination activated, he found that there were little dreams and big dreams. There was a level of dream consciousness that had to do with quite personal fixes, quite personal complications. This is the level of what has come to be known as the Freudian unconscious. It's the level of the personal unconscious. It is essentially autobiographical in its character. And there will be nothing in that particular dream of yours that you will share with somebody over here. This is entirely personal. You're getting through all those, the expansion of consciousness that bumps up against the taboos and thou shalt nots of your childhood and infancy. But then there comes another kind of dream where you find yourself facing a problem that's not that specific to your peculiar life and socials and age situation and so forth, but you've run up against one of the great problems of man. For instance, the one I broached a moment ago. What is it that supports you in the face of total disaster? Man, the psyche, the ego consciousness between the cosmos and death. No other animal knows of itself between these two great mysteries. And then, deep within yourself, the mystery of your own being. Here's this ego consciousness, the cosmos, the mystery of death, and your own depth. When you're facing these, instead of whether you should or should not go to bed with somebody, you are in a field of very deep, profound problems, which are the problems of the great mythologies of the world. Now, as I've said, these themes are universal. As I've said also, they occur with different historical inflections here, there, and elsewhere, just as they occur with different inflections in your life, and yours. And so, for every mythological symbol, there are two aspects to be distinguished: the universal and the local. There was a very great German anthropologist for whom, in fact, the chair in anthropology in the University of Berlin was founded back in the 1860s, Adolf Bastian. And he had traveled a great deal, watching around and paying attention to the customs of people. And this fact struck him that I've just mentioned. And he used the term to describe the universal aspect. He used the term Elementargedanke, the elementary idea. But there's no such thing as an elementary idea presenting itself to you just raw like that. It always comes in terms of the way this culture, that culture, or this other culture is experiencing it. And so he coined another term, Völkergedanke, or ethnic idea. The elementary idea shows itself always in relation to a specific culture context, and that's the ethnic context. I find that in India, the same two aspects are recognized, and there they are called respectively Marga and Deshi. M-A-R-G-A, Marga, is from a root mrg, which has to do with an animal trail. It means the path. The path by which the symbol, that aspect of the symbol, leads you to your own illumination, the path to illumination. The other word, deshi, means D-E-S, with a stroke over it, D-E-S-I, deshi, means of the province. Now, mythological symbols, therefore, all of them work in two directions, one in the direction of Marga, the other in the direction of Deshi. The Deshi aspect links you to the culture. It engages you in the culture. A mythologically grounded culture presents you the symbols which immediately evoke your participation. They are all there, and so it links you to itself. But when that culture uses symbols that are no longer vocal, that are no longer effective, that are no longer alive, you are dissociated from the culture. Marga, or the Elementarga Danka, looking at the symbol in terms of its general, not local specific reference, is the path to self-discovery and illumination. And so my little thesis to begin with is, the way to find your own myth is to find those traditional symbols that speak to you. To use them, you might say, as bases for meditation. Let them work on you. A ritual is nothing but the dramatic, visual, active manifestation or representation of a myth. By participating in the rite, you are engaged in the myth, and the myth works on you, provided you are caught by the image. But when you just go through it in routine, expecting it to work magically and get you to heaven because, you know, when you're baptized, you get to heaven, that's all. This is not the proper use of these things.